This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. These jets that are supposed to go to the Muslim Brotherhood at our expense, 20 F-16s, 200 tanks, President Obama's ready to send them. Well, now it's getting national coverage.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
To Egypt now, their new government about to get $213 million in a shipment of weapons, courtesy of the American taxpayer. The American Center for Law and Justice, the group leading the charge to pull the plug.
Why is the United States considering sending 20 new F-16s, brand new, and 200 more tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood? Who would have imagined that's something we wouldn't even discuss and maybe debate? There's a new constitution. It happens to be Islamist and the Muslim Brotherhood leading. It's a different place.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I mean, it's the Muslim Brotherhood here. It's a Sharia dictatorship is what Morsi's trying to start.
Is there any guarantee they won't be used against American interests, their own people there in Egypt or Israel?
No, there's no guarantee whatsoever. And I give Jordan and his organization a lot of credit for trying to, you know, beat the drum on this and get out ahead. There's been some quiet talk about this deal up on Capitol Hill, but nowhere near the attention that it needs.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you missed it this morning, maybe you did catch it. I was on Fox News talking about, and I think it's great that they're covering it. They took our information yesterday, had a story up online. We had posted it to ACLJ.org and put it on our Facebook pages and Twitter. About our petition. You know, many times you call and you say, you know, how will these petitions impact, especially new listeners and people who maybe have listened for a while, haven't called and joined a petition. And then you check out a FoxNews.com front page highlighted story, and the first paragraph is, this organization, the American Center for Law and Justice, has already got over 150,000 people have signed their petition, and they're adding more every day. That alone, when you're talking about a situation where you're really fighting the issue out in public, this is not a court battle, but it's to get the attention of the American people and also to get the attention of the President of the United States so that he knows people are watching what he does and still time for him to take action. Those numbers matter. You know, if it was 5,000 people, it's not the same kind of impact whatsoever. But when you get into those 150,000 plus and now close to 170,000 people, it really does make a difference. It's how you get stories out there, stories that should absolutely be out there. You know, the guy who was on with me, CIA, 27 years in covert operations. And we agreed on everything. So you've got the legal analysis, the intelligence analysis, and he said people need to be speaking up on this. People need to be talking more about this. We want to hear from you now. If you give us a call or a toll-free number, it's 877-989-2255. Are you outraged that you're paying for 20 F-16s and 200 Abrams tanks to be delivered to the Muslim Brotherhood, who, by the way, the deputy head of the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, he recently said on Tuesday that he believes Israel, of course he didn't say, he said Zion, the Zionist entity, they will be extinct within the next decade, within this decade. So in the next 7 or so years, folks, that's why you don't give a government whose presidential advisors make comments like that about your ally, who's the deputy head of the Muslim Brotherhood political party, free F-16s that we're having to pay for. All this fiscal mess, and we're sending this over to the Muslim Brotherhood. If you're outraged about it, this is the time to act. We have added a lot of names. We need to continue to add more names. I hope more people saw it today on Fox News. Please, folks, if you have not added your name, pick up the phone and call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. What do you think about this issue? I want to talk to you about it. David French, ACLJ senior counsel and a veteran of the Iraq War, is on with us. He's going to be here talking about this, too, from the military's perspective. So I want to hear from you, folks. What do you think about this, giving free F-16s and tanks at a fiscal time like this, part one, part two, to the Muslim Brotherhood? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Our lines are open if you want to talk to us on air. And if you'll stand with us now, call 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign our petition online. A quick way to do it, ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
To Jay Sekulow Live. We are going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation, of course, with these F-16s, the tanks I was talking about this morning on Fox News. We will post that for you at aclj.org. My dad was on Sean Hannity's broadcast last night for what you could say was a heated, as some have called it. I would just say, you just got to see who he debated it, because it wasn't my dad who was so heated. I think he was just watching the breakdown, meltdown, if you will, and we'll post that. And I think theblaze.com, actually, if you want to see a funny image of it, just check it out quickly. It's right on the front of their homepage. It's if you need a little chuckle after all the fiscal cliff that we've been talking about. But I know one person who loves talking about the debt. He loves talking about the fiscal cliff. Dan Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. Before we get back to Egypt, let's get everyone updated. There's a bit of a leadership skirmish going on right now. The Speaker of the House, is a big day in Congress. Tell people.
Yeah, no, the Speaker actually stands for re-election to that Speaker post today, Jordan. Normally, this is a formality. The Speaker, the sitting Speaker, just goes in. A majority of the Congress has to vote for him to retain his post. If everybody votes, it takes 218 votes. Normally, that's something that happens very easily. You know, today, after the fiscal debate, there is some dissension in the ranks. There is a small number of Republicans that are trying to deny him that majority, or at least they're talking about trying to deny him that majority. And if they did that, Jordan, it would have to go to a second ballot, and potentially someone else could put their name in the hat and become Speaker of the House. I have to tell you, I think the likelihood of that is very, very small. I think if there was going to be a real challenge, someone would have thrown their name in the hat, mainly Eric Cantor. He has not done that. He issued a statement that said he stands with Speaker Boehner. So it's not the foregone conclusion that it usually is when this election happens, but the Speaker might be a little bit nervous today, but at the end of the day, I think he's going to survive. I think he's going to be the Speaker of the House.
And there's been a lot of wrangling, too, over what happens next. I mean, President Obama's basically said, we'll play the soundbite when it comes to the issue in the debt ceiling. Oh, he's not negotiating around that anymore. Now, I mean, everything has been negotiated. We've had continuing resolutions for, was it years now, Than, right?
Yep.
And so no actual budgets. The debt ceiling gets extended for a couple months. We don't really cut anything. We have some long-term cuts, but that'll be 30 years from now, and that doesn't really, you know, there's a new Congress coming in today. They don't have to keep those cuts even. So let's take a listen, though, President Obama, about what happens next. We're only a couple months away. Remember, this battle that's happening in Congress is just beginning anew, and there's new members of Congress joining the fight.
I've put forward a very clear principle. I will not negotiate around the debt ceiling. We're not going to play the same game that we saw happen in 2011.
Yeah, let me just say, Jordan, there are really only two ways I can describe that comment. They're either really ignorant or they're pretty arrogant, because here's the fact of the matter. The president just has no say in raising the debt ceiling. That is a power that resides wholly in the Congress. So if the debt ceiling is going to be raised, if we think that we should acquire more than $16 trillion in debt as we have now, it's the Congress that decides whether or not there will be a debate on it. So sure, Congress could raise it without a debate, but if they say they're not going to do it unless we take some step towards addressing spending, then it's not going to be raised. Then there is going to be a debate. It's as simple as that. The president, really, Jordan, he can come out and he can say whatever he wants about it. He can grumble about it, say he won't have a debate. He has no say in the matter. So for him to do that, it's either ignorant or it's arrogant.
You know, folks, this situation, we're going to be following it closely, because this is just round one. You've got these, again, we're going to wait and see on the vote for the Speaker of the House. There's been some rumblings about that, but I was over at Fox News, and, you know, most people are talking there saying it seems pretty good Speaker Boehner will be again chosen and elected as Speaker of the House, but you never know. Then there's been a dust up, and that we'll see if that happens while we're on the air. If not, you can follow us on Twitter or go to aclj.org. We'll be covering everything there. I want to get right to the phones. A lot of calls have been, people have been holding on the line. Joseph's calling in from California on line four. Joseph, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm just really upset about this situation with Egypt, the tanks, and F-16s. I mean, people, are they that not much listening to the news that people don't know that this is retarded, insane? I mean, Obama seems to be in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, these people want to destroy Israel. They want to institute Sharia law. They're trying people in absentia for supposedly creating a video in America, and they want death penalties against these people, including Terry Jones. This is freedom of speech. And Obama.
Well, you know, freedom of speech and these kind of things, if you disagree with people's speech and the freedom to offend to a certain point, That doesn't really, you know, that doesn't even compute. You know, so many constitutions around the world, Joseph, say, no, there's freedom of belief and freedom of speech. But, you know, like in the Muslim Brotherhood Constitution, which is now the Constitution of Egypt, it says you have the freedom of speech, the freedom to express what you want, freedom of expression, and to believe what you want. The next article in that Constitution is you cannot insult any of the prophets or his messengers, the prophet or his messengers. So, again, the blasphemy law right there. See, you have free speech, but not really. And we'll get to decide. Actually, Islamic scholars will get to decide. It's a situation where, unfortunately, Joseph, I think there's one of two cases. Either it just hasn't gotten enough attention. But what I suspect, I'm going to go to David French on this, ACLJ senior counsel, a veteran of the Iraq War. David, is that it's one of those State Department, so typical situations that, well, we already had an agreement, so we have to move forward, and maybe they'll be okay.
Well, I think it's just stunning naivete. I mean, at best, this is heartbreakingly naive, because we made a deal a couple of years ago with an actual ally, the Mubarak regime. It might have been a harsh regime, but they kept the peace with Israel. They kept the Muslim Brotherhood down, and they were advancing our interests. And we made a deal with that government. Well, that government got overthrown, and in its place is a radical Muslim Brotherhood government. And, you know, their main opposition in Egypt is even more radical. So Egypt is more likely to get worse than it is to get better, and yet we're continuing to send these weapons. And these weapons vastly increase Egypt's combat power. This is not an insignificant giveaway of weapons. And this is at the point where it begins to defy common sense. The President of the United States said last year that he doesn't even know if Egypt is an ally anymore. And yet we're still giving them all of this weaponry after we've just raised taxes on 77% of Americans. It's just stunning.
It really is, folks. So we'll take more of your phone calls. And I think, listen, it's a situation where, you know, the White House is aware of it. This is a big delivery. I mean, it's 20 F-16s and 200 tanks. The Muslim Brotherhood's certainly aware of it. The State Department is aware of it. The military is aware of it. And there's this just mood in Washington where you can't change things. And the truth is, and Than, you had just written about this in our chat that we've got going here, is that these kind of deals, which one were made with a government that's not doesn't exist, that's in jail, and I kept repeating that over and over, but it's the truth. The Constitution has changed. Morsi himself, the president of Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood president, said this is the Second Republic, kind of mirroring what happened in the French revolutions. And what that means is this is a new start. This is a new government, a new Egypt. And that means the old deals don't stand.
That's exactly right. There is no guarantee to our aid money. Yes, we had been giving it to Egypt because they advanced our interest in the past. That was something that we came to a mutual agreement on. This is a new start. This is a new government. But along with that fact that there's no guarantee for our dollars, you know, I think if you just look at the evidence, Jordan, if you laid this out on Fox News, I mean, all of the evidence points to the fact that this new government is not acting as our ally. They have this new Sharia constitution that infringes on all sorts of human rights, including religious freedom. They have said they want to revisit their peace treaty with Israel and that they won't exist within a decade. I think it's clear evidence that they are not operating in our interest. And Jordan, this is why we've put so much focus on the president here, because he's the one that could step in and say, we have a national security reason to sort of void this agreement, to no longer send these jets and these tanks over there. I think it's clear. It's common sense and it's clear cut. The president should step in and he should stop it immediately.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a phone call before next break. If you're hanging on the line, we're going to get to your calls. Don't worry about that. Don called in from Michigan on line 3. Don, welcome to JSecuo Live.
Yes, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't a few years ago an incident called the Iran-Contra affair, which was an arms deal under, and Oliver North was involved in that?
Well, that was the, yeah, I mean, there was the Iran-Contra, and I don't want to explain the whole thing with a minute and a half left, but we had the hostages, there were such backroom deals being made, a little bit different than this. That was, let's try to help Americans, did they do the right thing or not? You can decide that. And people paid the some people paid the consequences for that. This is public giving over 20 F-16s. This is public giving over 200 tanks. Nothing in return. And we don't even have a guarantee. The Muslim Brotherhood, Don, has said that they want to reform the peace agreements between Israel and Egypt, that they want to rescind some provisions. They want to be able to build and develop in the Sinai, which has kind of been the UN in between those two countries, and it's kept the peace. So they're already, I mean, this is a regime that won't even say the word Israel. They don't use that word. They stand with Hamas. One of their former members is the head of Al-Qaeda now, Al-Zahiri. They are the beginning of the Islamist movement in the world. It started right in Egypt with the Muslim Brotherhood. You may have heard of the book Milestones. If not, Google it. It's the inspiration for Al-Qaeda, the inspiration for Osama bin Laden, and it all started with this organization. Folks, if you don't want that group getting 20 of our F-16s at your expense, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right. Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Secchio Live. This is Jordan Secchio, Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, in the studio with me in Washington, D.C. David French, an ACLJ senior counsel, is joining us as well. We're talking about the situation in Egypt. We've been updating you about the fiscal cliff, the debt ceiling, what happens next, the election for Speaker of the House, which many people predict, even though there's been a dust-up, that John Boehner will again be Speaker of the House, but that remains to be seen, and no one's even expecting the dust-up. I mean, that was news in itself that there's been this kind of division. I'm sure there'll be people making a stand on the House floor when we get to that today. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSecchio, to stay up to speed with us. A lot of Fox News appearances the last 24 hours. My dad on Hannity last night, and one you really can't miss. And, you know, we're going to play the audio for you later, but it really doesn't do it justice. You'll have to go to aclj.org and check it out. You'll understand what I mean when we play it. And then he was on Megyn Kelly early in the day talking about a totally different issue, one on the Second Amendment, one on the EPA administrator who's resigning. And then I was on Fox News this morning talking about this situation we've been talking about today and focusing on out of Egypt. A lot of people are calling in. Bella is calling from California on line 3. Bella, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you. My son is in Afghanistan right now. He's a soldier. And I really believe this is criminally insane that we would send weapons over there where they hate us and they'll destroy people immediately. And they're really laughing at us. We should have a protest besides a petition to march to really protest against this. Other people do that, and it makes a difference. And we've been allowing evil to prevail. And when good people do nothing, this is what happens. There has to be something very serious that the president sees that we will not allow it. It's impossible to believe that we've come to this point, that there is even something that would allow something like this, that the president would speak about it, or Congress, or anyone. We're the people. The people have to protest. The people have to do something, because they're going to kill our soldiers, they're going to kill Israel, they're going to start wiping out people, because never before have we ever known a people that believe they get rewarded for killing other people.
Well, and you know what, and Bell, first let me say, I thank your family for your son's service to our country, and I think you brought up an interesting point, because part of the Muslim Brotherhood slogan, I'm going to pull that up for you right now, part of their slogan is about how it's worth dying. You know, that the greatest death is to die for Allah. I mean, so it's eerie to me a bit, the way that you just had brought that up. And that this organization is the one that has that in their creed. And Dave, while I'm looking that up, with your military service background, I'm sure you can relate to what Bella's saying, is these are unstable regimes at best. This is not the Egypt of 1998. And some people said, well, we've been doing this for 30 years. Go back and look in the history books. That's 30 years of the same person who wasn't treating his people so great, but was keeping the peace with Israel. And that was the deal they made with Jimmy Carter. This is not. These guys were imprisoned by that president, and now they have imprisoned the former president.
These guys are dedicated to the destruction of Israel. They are dedicated to the spread of Islam globally through jihad. This is beyond dispute. It's in their founding documents. They repeat it all of the time. And the caller, again, I thank her son for his service and their family. I know what they're going through is a tough time right now. And she said something very interesting that resonated with me based on my experience. She said, they're laughing at us, talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. They're laughing at us. And that, you know what? That is exactly right. That is what happens in the Middle East. Americans get conned out of money. They get conned out of weapons. And the other side laughs and laughs as they arm to destroy us. This fails every single basic test of common sense. But you know what? Our members are making a difference. This is a national story now. Why? Because our members got on aclj.org, are called in and they signed a petition, and 150,000 plus names speaks volumes to elected officials.
You know, David is absolutely right. I mean, that's what lead the story on FoxNews.com. You can check it out for yourself. We've posted it, the link to Fox News Facebook page is ACLJ.org, on Twitter as well. And let me just say, folks, that's why it's so important to join these petitions. People ask, and there's different reasons why. Sometimes we need you to join a brief. Sometimes we need you to pressure a member of Congress. Sometimes we just need to let the media know and the everyone know, the public know, that American people, a lot of American people, 100,000, 160,000, hundreds of thousands, care about an issue that hasn't even been reported. And it has not gotten a lot of attention. That is how you make an impact. If you want to add your name to our petition, it's absolutely free. You call 877-989-2255. That's a toll-free number. You can call it today. We've got a few weeks here. The first F-16s are supposed to be delivered January 22nd. So, again, you can do the math. This is the time to act. Call 877-989-2255. For Bella, I told her that I would, she brought up this idea that, you know, for them, a victory is dying for their cause, something we don't always fully comprehend. This is the Muslim Brotherhood's creed. And they don't deny this. I am not making this up. This is not from conspiracy websites. In fact, you will hear people like President Morsi use some of these phrases in public when he's giving speeches. Allah is our objective. The Quran is our law. The Prophet is our leader. Jihad is our way. And death for the sake of Allah is the highest of our aspirations. Its most famous slogan is Islam is the solution. I mean, their goal is to take over the world through this Islamic Sharia state. And they have been waiting a long time just to take over Egypt. And they were willing to be killed, willing to be imprisoned. And you would count them out. You would say, oh, you know, they've already been overcome by more extreme Islamists like Al-Qaeda, who ended up saying they weren't extreme enough, the Muslim Brotherhood. And then guess who is, you know, surviving? And guess who's around? They were building business empires. And again, this is not an attack on Egyptians. This is about the Muslim Brotherhood. And every Egyptian, by no means, is part of this. I mean, there's millions of Coptic Christians, liberal Muslims, in the good sense of the liberal word. But when you talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, you're talking about Hamas. You're talking about a group that says, we want to work with a real army like Hezbollah. That was a recent comment. And that their deputy of their political party, the deputy head, an advisor to their president, President Morsi, a president of a country of 84 million people, said he, you know, he believes wholeheartedly within a decade the Zionist entity will be gone. It will disappear. That is the deputy director. Now imagine if like the deputy director of the RNC or the DNC, that's what we're talking about here, of the president's party and an advisor to the president. And we're considering sending them, again, folks, 20 F-16s for free. Those will start in a few weeks. Lockheed Martin's best and newest technology. They've been working on these for a few years. It was a deal made with the Mubarak government, who was keeping the peace, like them or not, what they were doing domestically. Obviously, the people did not. They were not breaking any of the peace agreements whatsoever. In fact, they were always trusted when it came to that, and that's what those jets were for. But they're gone. And we've got the Muslim Brotherhood and a Sharia constitution with blasphemy laws, no freedom of religion, no freedom of speech. Islam is not only the religion of the state, it guides all of the principles of the law, and judges don't interpret the law. Guess who does? An Islamic jurist at a college, in a university, not elected, not chosen by elected officials. Call now and take a stand on this, 877-989-2255. If you're hanging on the line, we got more time coming up. Hang on, we'll get to your phone calls. 877-989-2255. Let's push towards 200,000 names to get into this weekend, folks, so we continue to talk about this before we run out of time. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Do you want to keep these F-16s out of the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood? How about 200 tanks they can roll over their citizens? Remember they did that to the Christians? Military did that? Call now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. If you got the extra 30 minutes, we'll be right back.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org.
Freedom,
Jay Sekulow Live. We have got a few callers who have been hanging on the line, and we're talking about the situation in Egypt. Coming up, you'll hear our interviews on Fox News 3. So it's probably you probably weren't able to catch all of them in the last 24 hours. Three different topics all coming up for you. My dad on a couple of them, me on one of them, talking about the Egypt situation. But let's get right to the phones. Robert in Maryland on line one. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi, Jordan. Hi, David. I just wanted to say I'm completely outraged by our own government wanting to give F-16 fighter planes and Abrams tanks over to Egypt, knowing that the Muslim Brotherhood has taken over the government, both the presidency as well as the parliament. It's absolutely brain dead to do something like that. And I wanted to ask, in addition to signing the petition, are there other things that we can do to put pressure on the President of the United States and the Congress to make sure none of these weapons end up in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, as well as the $1.5 million of funding we're going to give them as well?
Well, I think the key is to put everyone on notice. So you can call into the White House switchboard. They keep track of those numbers. You can call your members of Congress. But then, you know, this is a time where the more we can put together, and that's why, Robert, you know, some issues, you can do all these different parts, but we've got, you know, the president's on vacation. He's going to come back. There's not going to be a lot of time left here. Congress is just swearing in a new Congress, and they've been holding back on this money as much as they can. I mean, they've been putting holds on everything possible. And then the situation happened at the embassy there in Cairo, so it was very, you know, the money that President Obama wanted to give another $1 billion to them. Then it was $450 million. Now there's a hold on it. But then it seems like this is the kind of time where the more you can put together, that's how you make the impact. But you can call your members of Congress as well and try to get them talking about it.
Yeah, this is one of those cases, Jordan, where I think it's an all-of-the-above approach. When you put your name on that petition, we are certainly going to do that for you. We're going to use it to push the White House on this. We're going to use this to push your member of Congress. You know, when we walk in with one of their constituents' names, they certainly care about what we think. We have a good relationship with a lot of these members, but they care even more when their constituents speak out, so we will use it for them. I would say this, though. If you are going to call your member of Congress, here is the specific ask that I would put in front of them. Ask them to co-sponsor H.R. 6646. That's the bill by Congressman Vern Buchanan that would strip this aid going forward. We can't always reach back and take back money that we've already allocated, that's already in the president's hand, but we can stop it moving forward. That starts with the Congress. They have the power of the purse. So H.R. 6646, you put your name on that petition, we will make that ask for you. But if you talk personally to your member of Congress, ask them to co-sponsor that bill.
I've got 2 minutes left in this segment, two phone calls to get through. Rita calling in from Colorado on line four. Rita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for doing the awesome work. My question is are we going to move forward with the Benghazi event as well? I know Senator McCain out of Arizona had mentioned that they wanted to treat it like the Nixon with the situation that we dealt with in the 70s. So I was just wondering.
Sure. Well, there's going to be changes in Washington. So Secretary of State Clinton, and you've got more than that just happening. So you're going to have John Kerry as Secretary of State. But I want to go to David French. David, you've been following this very closely and blogging, writing about it at ACLJ.org and for National Review. What do you think about the long term? In a way, it seems like the Obama administration, they survived the politics of it, at least the short-term politics of getting reelected. But what do you think about this long-term?
This story is far from over because there's a couple of key pieces that are missing. Number one, we have not had Secretary of State Clinton testify. She's going to eventually testify on this, and that's going to be very illuminating. And the second thing is we don't actually have the White House timeline of what they knew, when they knew it, on the night when four Americans were killed. And two Americans were apparently denied help for hours under fire. And there is exact White House logs of what happened. There are exact White House logs of who gave what orders to whom. And we'll find that out eventually. And when we do, there may very well end up being some accountability even after the election season.
All right, Mary Ellen in Illinois, you got about 20 seconds, Mary Ellen, before we get to this break. And I wanted to make sure we got you on there before we play the interviews. Mary Ellen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I had a quick question about that. Your partner there said that the president has no, he can't do anything to with.
Right. It's the debt ceiling, Mary Ellen. I'm going to get Than to say it real quickly. I mean, the situation there is it's about Congress.
He can't cut off the debate. He can't deny the debt increase.
Right. So it's about Congress. And folks, we'll talk more about it. We'll be right back.
It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. You know, we're the fiscal cliff over for, a couple months until we hit the debt ceiling. A lot of other issues are going on in the country. You've been following us on Fox News, maybe Facebook or Twitter. You've seen we've talked about just a whole variety of issues. And yesterday, my dad was talking to Megyn Kelly about this EPA administrator. Now this lawsuit has uncovered a fake, her own email account under a pseudonym, her dog's name, that she was conducting business with. My dad was talking about that with Megyn Kelly. We'll play that first. And then after that, just about an hour and a half ago, I was on Fox News, America's Newsroom, talking about this situation involving, which we've been talking about it here, President Obama sending 20 F-16s and 200 tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood. That's coming up right after the interview with my dad and Megyn Kelly.
Joining me now is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. Jay, welcome to the program. So, she says she's leaving for Happy New Year for personal reasons, family reasons, spend more time with them and so on. And they denied that it had to do with any other reason. But the timing, you know, has some folks suggesting, including Senator David Vitter, who came right out and said she's resigning because of this controversy over her email account with a fictitious name. And he says that's clear to him. And there are many who believe he's right. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it sure is beyond coincidence. I mean, you got the reality that she wasn't only, it's not uncommon to have multiple email identifiers if you're in government, but they're official. And here you've got Richard Windsor, the name of her dog, is the email account that's utilized to communicate to only very senior level people with inside the EPA. And of course, a lot of the concern has been of the not only the political nature of what's gone on in the EPA, but this war on coal. And that's what the Citizens Independent Group was concerned with initially. And then when you file a FOIA request, it's difficult to get a FOIA request
Freedom
responded
of Information
to
Act.
When you don't know the name of the person that's involved. And here, utilizing this fictitious name to communicate with government officials at the highest levels, and then 5 months of stonewalling to get the documents. Now they're going to say they're going to start releasing the documents again, just like Fast and Furious, 3,000 at a time. There's 12 or 15,000 documents. Tells you that something doesn't add up here. Something doesn't seem right.
The other thing, she's leaving, the group.
She's resigning, but boy, something's not right here.
The other thing that the Competitive Enterprise Institute was questioning was, okay, so when we file a Freedom of Information Act request for communications between Lisa Jackson, the EPA administrator, and say the White House,
right,
we're going to do that at the EPA, and then we're going to do it at the White House too. And we want responsive documents from both bodies. Well, the White House, when doing its search, may just search for Lisa Jackson. The person who gets tasked with just responding to a FOIA request may not know that old Dick Windsor happens to be the dog of Lisa Jackson and her alias, and they have real questions about whether this is the way the government should be running.
I mean, think about this for a minute. Why in the world, if you're the chief administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency and you needed to have multiple email accounts, people understand that, would you utilize the name of your dog if it wasn't the intent to deceive? And you're exactly right. Most FOIA requests, most Freedom of Information Act requests say, we want emails from person X in communication with person Y. Now we have to put in those FOIA requests and any other aliases they may go by. This was not just another email address. This was utilizing the name of her dog to communicate with high-level officials within the EPA and only high-level officials within the EPA. So it just does not add up. And, Megan, this goes to this whole idea that President Obama said when he was running the first time in 2007, 2008, this era of transparency, and he wants a transparent administration. And then you've got situations where the Department of Justice is communicating with Media Matters on regarding Fox News. You have now the EPA administrator using her dog's name to communicate with senior officials of the EPA regarding official policy positions of the agency. This just is not the way it's supposed to work. And I'm glad there's an inspector general coming in and doing this investigation. And it sure
what
seems odd that just
2 or 3
days later,
the EPA director
announces she's gone.
Now she's out of there. And by the way, the New York Post today is reporting that she's leaving because she was convinced President Obama may greenlight the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline. That's not confirmed. There's a report that she was among those being considered for the presidency of Princeton University. That's not confirmed. Again, her people are saying family reasons. We're sticking with that. But what happens now to that inspector general investigation into the alias email account now that she's gone?
Well, the individuals that asked for the FOIA information are going to get it. And even though she's gone, the agency can be investigated because those emails were sent to other people. So it's going to probably have to broaden out the inspector general's report. And they're going to have to acknowledge if, in fact, there is a determination made that there was a violation of the rules of communication. And there are set rules of communication by high government officials with regard to email access, utilizing private emails for personal or for professional and you know, really governmental responsibilities. That violates the law unless you have a very specific tracking mechanism to determine where those emails are. And of course, here, only a handful of people even knew there was a Richard Windsor account. You know, Megan, it's just not right. I mean, fundamentally, I think it was violating the regulations regarding the emails, and we'll find out that soon enough. But this, just look at this. Utilizing your dog's name, you're the head of the EPA. You know, you could do better than that.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Jay, thank you.
To Egypt now, their new government about to get $213 million in a shipment of weapons, courtesy of the American taxpayer. The Muslim Brotherhood's recent attempt to assume greater control, prompting renewed calls to stop sending foreign aid there. Among the weapons we're talking about being delivered this month, 10 F-16 fighter jets like the one here and 200 tanks. Critics worry that the weapons could be used against Israel or American interest in the region. And let's not forget, the United States pretty much broke, $16 trillion in debt. Jordan Sekulow is executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, the group leading the charge to pull the plug, and Mike Baker, a former CIA covert operations officer and president of Diligence LLC, a global intelligence and security firm. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
I want to pull this up first. Let's take a look at the aid given to Egypt last year. This was in 2012. We provided $1.5 billion in total aid, military financing, $1.3 billion. So, Jordan, this deal was made under a different government with different people. So why is it still happening, and can we do anything to pull the plug? What can we do?
That's a great question, Heather. Why is the United States considering sending 20 new F-16s, brand new, and 200 more tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood? Who would have imagined that's something we wouldn't even discuss and maybe debate? Because we made a deal in 2009, 2010 with the Mubarak government, who their president, former President Mubarak, is in jail with his sons and most of his cabinet. The people who made this deal with the United States are in jail. There was a revolution. There's a new constitution. It happens to be Islamist and the Muslim Brotherhood leading. It's a different place. This is a different agreement. They need to, if they want this, we have the time here to say, you need to agree to the same peace agreements. You need to prove to us that you are going to commit to what the regime before you did to get this kind of weaponry. I mean, it's the Muslim Brotherhood here. It's a Sharia dictatorship is what Morsi's trying to start.
Okay, so Mike, say this does go through and it does happen. The first delivery would be scheduled to take place January 26th or 22nd, right. I apologize. Say the weapons get there, then what happens to those weapons? Is there any guarantee they won't be used against American interests, their own people there in Egypt or Israel?
No, there's no guarantee whatsoever. And I give Jordan and his organization a lot of credit for trying to, you know, beat the drum on this and get out ahead. There's been some quiet talk about this deal up on Capitol Hill, but nowhere near the attention that it needs. You know, as Jordan mentioned, this deal was made with a different government. It is not. And this is the only point we need to discuss. This is not in the U.S. national security best interests to move forward with this deal. We should pull it back, and there's nothing that stops us from pulling back this deal. It's not some immovable treaty agreement. And what are we worried about? Are we worried about upsetting the Muslim Brotherhood? Try as they might, the apologists for the Brotherhood cannot make a clear argument that the Brotherhood's interests and the U.S. national security interests are in agreement.
Yeah, nothing that could stop it except perhaps time. I mean, here it is, January 3rd. Do we have enough time, Jordan, to stop this?
I do believe we have enough time because we're talking about it today, and President Obama just says no. That's all he has to do. Congress has said if he doesn't do this, they could start cutting significant, you know, they're holding billions of dollars back from Egypt because of these kind of decisions. 2 days ago, the deputy head of the Muslim Brotherhood's political party, President Morsi's party, the Freedom and Justice Party, said he predicted, and this was reported everywhere, that Israel will cease to exist within a decade. That's the kind of information we have to understand. We're dealing with the founders of political Islam, this political Islamist movement. Mm-hmm. They were arrested, a group of Muslim Brotherhood terror cell in the UAE over the weekend, trying to help overthrow and teach people how to overthrow those governments, our allies in the Gulf states. On and on the list goes. They threaten Israel, they threaten our Gulf allies, and they could potentially threaten the United States of America. They shouldn't be getting free F-16s from us.
All right, Mike, final word quickly.
Right. Well, again, the Muslim Brotherhood is a very patient, very relatively sophisticated organization, and they have accomplished what they said they wouldn't do in Egypt, which is take control of that government. For us to move forward and push and increase their fighter jet supply by 5%, increase their tanks inventory by 20%, at this point in time, is insane, and it needs to be stopped.
All right, that's a good word to end it on, insane. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, Jordan, Mike, thank you.
This is ridiculous, sending these F-16s and tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood without any kind of preconditions whatsoever. Call now if you're outraged, 877-989-2255. 160,000-plus people have signed on at ACLJ.org. You can do that as well. So call now, 877-989-2255, and raise your voice, or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online. We'll be right back.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back. You heard those couple of Fox News interviews. One this morning, that was mine, moments before stepping into the studio to talk to you. And then my dad was on twice yesterday. So he wasn't just talking to Megyn Kelly about the EPA issue. We weren't just talking about the Egyptian issue as well, which Fox News is now covering heavily. We were featured, and our petition was featured on FoxNews.com. The lead of the story is that a group, the American Center for Law and Justice, has a petition with over 150,000 signatures of American people. So again, you ask us, do those petitions matter? That's why. They can lead the story, and then you end up talking about on television to millions of people who may be exposed to the issue for the first time. And that's exactly the point of the work that we do on those kind of issues, where it's not about court, it's about representing an issue in the public realm. Well, my dad was on for yet another issue. We talked to Sean Hannity, and a very prominent civil rights attorney who is very liberal as well, about this publishing the people who own guns, basically. You've seen the map of the town in New York where they're saying, look, these are all the people that have handguns. So many of them were police. So many were people victims of domestic abuse and violence who had these just to protect themselves in case of the worst situation or because of their job. They volunteer. They serve us as law enforcement officials. And they're being exposed. Of course, what about those neighbors who don't have handguns? Well, everybody knows which houses don't have those, thanks to this newspaper. They discussed, and what you could say was, well, heated is one thing, but maybe just this one got maybe a little out of control. Not my dad, but you will not want to miss Leo Terrell, the civil rights attorney, was debating it.
Welcome back to Hannity. Now, when it comes to the gun control debate, the hypocrisy does not stop in Hollywood. A New York newspaper, the Journal News, with the help of the president and publisher, Janet Hassan, and Rockland editor, Karen McBride, they recently published the names and location of local law-abiding gun owners, putting their homes and their families at risk. Now, the paper has reportedly hired armed guards to protect its offices in the face of the public backlash surrounding the attempt to shame gun owners. But as outrage grows over the paper's blatant invasion of privacy, lack of responsibility, and complete hypocrisy, one cannot help but question, do the outed gun owners have any legal recourse against the paper? Joining me now with some answers from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, civil rights attorney, KABC radio talk show host Leo Terrell. Leo, let's see if we can agree on something as we get started here. We also had the names and addresses of police officers, so people who they arrested now know where the cops live that arrested them. Now the bad guys know which homes have guns and don't have guns, so they know which homes they might be able to rob and which ones they might be able to steal guns from. Don't you find this irresponsible?
Mr. Hannity, I don't think so, because this information is part of the Freedom of Information Act. Mr. Hannity, I believe that this information will alert law-abiding citizens of individuals who might have a gun, who shouldn't have a gun. If they have information, Mr. Hannity, of these individuals who have a mental issue, this will provide notice to the police department of people who have a problem and yet they possess guns. This information,
right,
final point, Mr. Hannity. No, Mr. Hannity, let me tell you right now, this information is freedom of information,
sure,
and what can have I could have gotten the information and published it on the internet.
Leo, what if I put your name out there and I said, Leo Terrell lives here, and maybe people that you're a public figure, you're an outspoken civil rights attorney, friend, you're a radio talk show host, would you want your name published like that?
Every time I'm on your program, you should listen to my phone calls. I'm the angry black guy. So I'm trying to be very nice tonight. I took acting classes.
I've never had any problem with that. We disagree, but we've gotten along for years. I don't want anybody threatening you. I've gotten threats. Jay, you've gotten threats over the years. We all have, if we're in the public eye. This, to me, though, is putting innocent lives at risk here, Jay.
Yeah, there's an interesting parallel here. And that was in the 1950s and 60s, those members of the NAACP who did not want their names disclosed publicly, although they were exercising free speech rights, but didn't want published lists being circulated, won that before the Supreme Court of the United States, as they should have, to keep anonymity, because it was involving a fundamental constitutional right. And Sean, you hit the issue exactly correct. And that is, you've got a situation where the Rockland County police officials are very upset with this paper, because they're saying that 40% of the individuals in Rockland County that possess weapons legally are either current police officers of the NYPD or previously served in that position, serving their communities as police officers. Then you've got another certainly 10 or 12% that were subject to domestic violence that now have weapons to protect themselves, and these women now have their names published as well.
Have you ever heard of the Freedom of Information Act?
Let me jump in here, Jay. Published and protected constitutional right. Their anonymity. Registering with the state's one thing.
No.
Having that disclosed publicly, something else.
You are absolutely wrong. And then why do you bring up the NAACP some 50 years ago? It has no relationship on this issue.
Well, those cases have been cited as recently as last year by the Supreme Court.
It's totally irrelevant.
They're valid cases.
Will you acknowledge that there is a Freedom of Information Act? Will you please acknowledge that? That information is public.
Hey, Leo, I have a question. Leo, I have a question.
Please.
Let me ask you a question. Because cops' homes are being revealed here. Police officers, they have families, Leo. Those people that have weapons, now they, if somebody wanted to steal them, they've also been disclosed. And people without guns are probably sitting ducks if people want to know where to rob. Here's my question. Do you believe in the right of privacy? Because liberals often lecture us about the right of privacy.
Mr. Hannity, have you forgotten about what happened at Sandy Hook, where there was a lunatic who shot up 20
kids? I asked you a question.
This information is, I'm answering your question, sir. Now, let me get my point across, please, Mr. Hannity. My point is that this information will alert the neighborhood of people who are mentally ill. And this information is disclosed under the Freedom of Information Act.
People reporting on their neighbors and saying, I think that person is mentally ill, you better go take his gun.
It could have saved 26 lives. It could have saved 26 lives.
Connecticut has the toughest gun laws.
Jay?
Connecticut has the toughest gun laws in the United States.
There are certain people in this country.
Of what happened at Sandy Hook,
there are certain people in this country, Mr. Hannity, that do not need a gun. They can register for a gun, they can acquire a gun, but they're mentally disturbed.
Right, background checks are required by law in all 50 states. What you're doing here is you're putting individual citizens who are legally in possession of arms that are protected by the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. You're putting them at risk. You're putting police officers who could be subject to retaliation, and you've identified where they live. You've got domestic violence victims again. You don't want to acknowledge
that.
Connecticut had the toughest gun laws in the country.
That mother was legally allowed to have guns. Her son was mentally disturbed. Why don't you answer my question?
Yes, in a state that has the toughest gun laws, that doesn't solve the problem.
Leo, you were friends with O.J. Simpson. Did you know that he was?
Oh, here we go.
Did you know that he was going to be liable? What? Hello? Oh, Leo? All right, we got to go. Thank you both for being with us.
All right, thanks, Sean.
All right, Leo. Good to see you.
Three issues, 24 hours, folks, and all on Fox News. And we're talking to you today, of course, about the situation in Egypt. We have got to take action now. We're running out of time. The first planes are supposed to be delivered in just a couple of weeks. We need you to stand with us. Call our toll-free number. Add your name to that over 150,000 Americans who have said no, Mr. President. All you have to do is say no, not right now. We want to go through the peace agreements that were made and make sure you're going to hold up your end of the bargain. Call now, 877-989-2255. If you think it's wrong to send the Muslim Brotherhood 20 brand new F-16s and 200 tanks for absolutely nothing at all, except it costs me and you every penny of it. So 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.